Amaramasa. Imaramasa. Oh, the balm of Gilead. Heal hearts tonight. Touch and heal hearts tonight in the name of Jesus. Heal bodies tonight. Imaramasa karamasa. Holy Ghost, you are invited and welcome, Holy Ghost. You are invited and welcome, Holy Ghost. You are invited and welcome, Holy Ghost. Have your way, O God. Have your way, O God. Have your way, O God. Karabasa, karabasa. Imarabasa, karabasa. Imarabasa, karabasa. Amarabasa, karabasa, karabasa. Omarabasa, karabasa, karabasa. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Imarabasa, karabasa. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Let the river rise, Holy Ghost. Let the river rise, Holy Ghost. Let the river rise, Holy Ghost. Break every dam, Holy Ghost. Break every hindrance, Holy Ghost. Imarabasa, let the river flow. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Let the river heal. Let the river save. Let the river deliver. Let the river change us, O God. Imarabasa karabasa. Umarabasi karabasa. Umarabasa karabasa. Umarabasa karabasa. Umarabasa karabasa. Oh, we bless you, Lord. You're wonderful, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost. A wind blowing strong, blowing from heaven. Oh, Holy Ghost. You're one. Decided to go all the way with our God. Revival in the land, that's our goal. As soldiers in his army, we'll fight with heart and soul. Heart and soul, Holy Ghost, you're wonderful, Holy Ghost, strong. Pouring from heaven one more time.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, you are invited and welcome in our midst tonight. We honor you, God. We honor you, God. Holy Ghost, we honor you. We welcome you. You are invited at Calvary Cathedral International. Thank you, Jesus, for a pastor and a church that is cultivated and invites the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for a church that's not ashamed of the gospel, for a church that's not ashamed to give altar calls, for a church that's not ashamed of the Holy Ghost, for a church that's not ashamed of the baptism in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Thank you, oh God, Holy Ghost. You are welcome in our midst. Lift Jesus high. May Jesus be lifted high. May Jesus be exalted. And we give you glory, honor, and praise for that, O God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost helpeth. He helps our infirmities. He leads us into all truth. Sibarabasa karabasa. Ibarabasa karabasa. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says you'll receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you'll be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. The Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Shibarabasa. Imbarabasa. You may be here tonight and you may say, Charlie, I've never spoken in other tongues. I'm telling you, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the power to live the Christian life. It's the power to be a witness unto God. It's the power of God. Ibarabasa karabasa. You may be in this room. You know, Jesus commanded them not to leave Jerusalem until they be endued with power, until they were baptized in the Holy Ghost. He said, look, I'm leaving. Y'all go to Jerusalem. Y'all stay there. Don't go anywhere until you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, till the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Then go out and be witnesses. If you're in this room tonight and you've never spoken in other tongues, you've never received the baptism, the speaking in other tongues is the initial physical evidence of being baptized in the Holy Ghost. If you're in here and you do not speak in tongues and you say, Charlie, I want the power of God to be a witness. I want the power of God in my life to live a victorious Christian life. If that's you, if you're in this room, lift your hand right now and say, Charlie, pray for me to receive the power of God. Pray for me to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Is there anyone in here that is not filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues? Just lift your hand if that's you. Praise God. Shibarabasa karabasa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, if you can be seated, you may be, but might not be able to. If you are standing in the back, there are some seats up here, and you're welcome to come sit down here. We've got several seats here, got several seats here, got several seats here. You're welcome to come and sit in these seats if you would like. I want to welcome you to Calvary Cathedral International on a Wednesday night. We're so thankful you're here. We're so thankful for the Holy Ghost. We're so thankful for Jesus, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, the one true and the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're so thankful that you're here. Pastor Bob Nichols called me just a few moments ago and said, you know what? He just wasn't feeling all that great, so we're going to pray for him. We're going to pray for him right now. He's at home. He's doing okay, but he wanted us to just take it and go, and we're gonna pray for our pastor, and then we're going to see what the Holy Ghost wants to do tonight. I said, we're going to see what the Holy Ghost wants to do tonight. So, Father, we lift up our pastor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Dr. Vaughn, come pray for our pastor, would you please?
Father, you know exactly what our pastor needs. You know exactly. We've prayed in tongues a long time. I'm sure some of this was praying for him, Lord, because you know how to pray through us. But I ask you right now, Father, to fill him. Every cell in his body, Lord, I loose that resurrection power of Jesus Christ into every cell in his body, into every thought in his mind, Lord, into every feeling in his emotions.
Yes.
Descend on him, Lord.
Yes.
Soak every single part of his being in your presence, because in your presence is the fullness of joy. So fill him, Lord, to overflowing. And I ask, Lord, that by the time the morning sun comes up, that he'll feel like a youngster again. They'll want to jump and leap and take in after joy again, Lord. Just make him a young man again in his heart and in every way. And infuse him, Lord, with the injection of your presence. And infuse him, Lord. Give him everything that he needs that you know about and we don't know about. Give him everything injected into him, Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Reinvigorate him in every way, Lord. And you know what? We know that when we ask you in the name of Jesus that you will do it. So we ask you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for doing it, Lord, for doing it in Jesus.
Oh, yes, we do. We agree. We say yes and amen to the glory of God the Father in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, Tony took him to get a little something done on his, he had another one of those little deals on his face that he had taken care of. But, you know, I don't think he has slowed down 1 second since that yesterday morning. Pastor Bob Nichols has a constitution like I don't think I've ever seen in anybody. Seriously, Dr. Anderson, I mean, he just goes and goes and goes. It's like Dr. Monroe. He just goes and goes and goes. I mean, there are more on fire for God today than they've ever been in their entire life. They just want to see the world saved is all. They just want to see revival come to America from border to border and coast to coast. They want to see the moving of God's precious Holy Spirit in our midst. You know, we had some T-shirts made, Dr. Anderson, and they were, it was a Pastor Bob Nichols saying, he said, we must see revival in America. Whatever it takes, however long it takes, we will see revival in America. Can I get a witness on that? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we have precious friends here of the ministry. Dr. Stephen Anderson is president of Trans World Accrediting Commission International. They are who have accredited our Bible college for years and years. And Dr. Anderson is a wonderful friend of pastors in this ministry. And he is with Dr. Charles Monroe, who is a Trans World Commissioner and distinguished World War II veteran and Purple Heart recipient and pastor and educator. And you're what, just 94 years young? Would you, 94 years young, a Purple Heart, and still on, come on, let's give God praise. Let's all give honor to whom honor is due. God bless you, Dr. Monroe. Would you greet the people, please, sir?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, you're on fire, preacher. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. It's so good to be with you, Brother Charlie, and see what God's doing through you. Hallelujah. It's just flowing through you like electricity tonight. Holy Ghost fire flowing out of him. My God, God's transforming you into a new man. Hallelujah. He changed you when you got saved. But you've grown up into this spiritual man of power. I see you maybe once or twice a year, but my God, the Lord has really put a mantle on you. And it's a double portion of what you had, I tell you for sure. Don't you think so? So Fort Worth, get ready. Great things are here already, and even greater things are going to happen. And so we're just in town to do some things with Dr. Copeland and his Bible school joined our ranks. But Dr. Monroe is with me tonight, and you know, he was shot down by the Japanese in that war in 1944? 42. And he was shot down, and he made God a promise. He said, if you save me, I'll go to church. He didn't know about the plan of salvation, all the details. Just an honest thing, but God held him to it. And he landed on Guadalcanal, and some missionaries rescued him. Actually, the missionaries were killed. They were killed by the Japanese over there. War was terrible. But these were the converts of the missionaries. And they rescued him, gave him fish, got him back in the hands of the Marines. And here he is tonight, and he kept his promise to go to church. And so he was the chancellor over here at Christ for the Nations and with Frieda Lindsay and doing a great job. And you want to say a little something real quick? I'll come over there to you. He's a Holy Ghost man.
Here you go, Doc. Talk right here. Hi, John. How you doing? Some of us old timers are still around. But the Lord is good, and he's good to me. I thank him every day.
Yes.
I'm slowing down a little bit, but still going.
Amen.
I'll be back here in this area in a couple of weeks again. So I'm still traveling and doing what I can. The Lord is good. So I'm looking for 100 one of these days to be 100 years old. And I still plan to be going, doing something for the Lord.
Thank you, Doc.
Well, it's good to see all of you, though, full of the fire, and it is good to be with Big John Hall. Praise the Lord. And you stop by here on a Wednesday night. He was in Torpedo Squadron 8. He's one of, I think, only two or three left. We'll be on the USS Midway in June, and they're going to honor him on the Midway. And His partner is 100, and they're still doing good. And you know, let me just tell you a little secret. They have a great conscience. Look how happy he is, full of the joy of the Lord. Because what they did served for your freedom. There's no bad head trips. There's nothing like that. Because what he did was for the cause of freedom. Just like those three Korean men coming home tonight at 2 in the morning, they'll arrive. God has opened up Korea. You know, I just got back from Asia. I was in South Korea and China, and I met with a lot of North Koreans. And I'll tell you right now, they said they want me to be there in September. They told me this a month ago when I was there. They said, you'll be back in September because this deal, this peace treaty, will be signed by Trump, and it's going to happen. We're already expecting it. And then an article came out yesterday that North Korea's opened the door. See, the media didn't talk a lot about it, but there was an article, news came out yesterday, that they've opened the doors in North Korea to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah. The harvest, yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, you know, I talked to Rodney Howard Brown, and I said, you know, I can only think of one person bold enough to go in September and start a Bible school, and that's you. He said, let's go. And can you imagine? They haven't even signed the deal yet, and yet he's letting hostages go. That's stuff the Holy Ghost does. He lets the captive go free. And open the door to the gospel, and all of these kind of things, hugging the leader of South Korea. You say it's all pretend. Well, Paul said even in pretense, praise God, for the name of Jesus is going forth. Hallelujah. I don't care if it's politically driven, politics, an agenda, a motive. The Holy Ghost is breathing. This hasn't happened in 65 years. God's opened the floodgates. Glory to God. So what's happening there? I believe Cuba's going to break. This is our finest hour, church. And so why stand ye gazing up? Let's get busy. Do like you did tonight. Win the lost before you even do anything else in church. Go right out of worship into an altar call. I love that. Hallelujah. And the Lord is doing such great things here. Hallelujah. Boy, the preach is here. My God, my friend, you are a blessing, and it's good to be with you. We love you much. And your wife. And all you're doing. God bless you, Calvary.
Thank you, Dr. Anderson. Thank you, Dr. Anderson. We appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about the harvest. It's all about the harvest. God's opening the doors for the harvest. He's opening the doors in North Korea. He's getting ready to open the doors in Iran and all across the Middle East. He's opening the doors all across this world. It's all about the harvest. The harvest is coming in because Jesus is coming back. He's coming back, and the harvest is coming in Jesus' name. It's all about the harvest. It's all about the harvest. The harvest. The harvest, oh God. The harvest. Woo! Well, okay, you may be seated if you can. Shikarabasa. It's all about the harvest. It's all about the harvest. He said, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. It's all about the harvest. He came to destroy the works of the devil. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's all about the harvest. It's all about the harvest. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, it's time to receive. It's time to get blessed. Amen. You know, I'm still chewing on. Ushers, just go ahead and pass out the offering envelopes. We're getting ready to receive our church tithes and offerings. It's all about the harvest. We've had soul winners going out this week already. People are praying the prayer of salvation. Lives are being changed. Lives are being transformed by the power of Almighty God. And I keep thinking about what Pastor had been talking about several weeks ago. It's time to remember. It's time to remember. So many people don't remember when God blesses them, but I'm telling you, it's time to remember. The very air we breathe is a gift from God, ladies and gentlemen. The very air that we breathe is a gift from God. It's time to remember. It's time to return and give thanks. You remember the 10 lepers and one, only one returned to give thanks, and he said, "You are made whole. You are made whole." It's time to remember. Deuteronomy 8:18, "But for thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives us power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant in the earth as it is this day." I'm telling you, it's all about the harvest. I tell you, our prosperity, yeah, God wants us to enjoy it, but it's about others. It's about getting the glorious gospel. The only good news that Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus delivers. Get the word of God to precious, as our pastor says, ever living, never dying souls. Wow. Wow. So it's time to remember, and then it's time to give thanks. That leper returned and gave him thanks. That one, he said, where are the other nine? He said, but there was one that returned to give him thanks. I tell you what, there's no rocks going to cry out in my yard. I'm going to give him thanks. I said, I'm going to give him thanks. The rocks aren't going to cry out around me. Thank you, Jesus. And then you remember, Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, never despise what you have. Never despise what you have. No matter how little or how much or how in the middle, never despise what you have. You know, the disciples came to Jesus, and they brought him those few loaves and fishes, and they said, "What are these among so many?" But Jesus, he looked up. I tell you, he looked up. He looked up from whence comes his help. He looked up. He looked up unto God. He didn't look at the natural. It's so easy to look down here on this low plane of the natural and say, "Well, this isn't enough to meet my need." But no, Jesus looked up. He looked into the spirit realm. I'm telling you, when you get your eyes off the natural and look into the spirit realm, that's when then God can begin to work on your behalf. Look up, look up, look up, look up unto God. And then you know what he did? He gave it to his disciples and he said, "Give it to everybody." And you know what? When it started multiplying was when they were giving it. As they started giving, it just never ran out. It just kept giving and giving, and there kept coming more and more and more and more, and they never could give it all away. I'm telling you, they got so many baskets full. Come on, let's all stand and bring our tithes and offerings unto the Lord tonight. Remember, remember, remember. Oh, you're a good God.
Mighty is our God, mighty is our King, mighty is our Lord, ruler of everything.
Say glory,
glory to our God,
glory
to our King,
glory
to our Lord, ruler of everything.
We say mighty.
Mighty is our King. Mighty is our Lord.
He's the ruler
of everything. mighty is our God.
Mighty is our King.
Mighty is our Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What do you think, Lori? Let's pray over this word. What do you think? Let me read it. Yeah. God's been doing great things at Calvary Cathedral International. And just a couple of weeks ago, someone began prophesying over on the radio. And we've been praying this word out. And so what I want to do is I want to read it, and then I want to I'm going to ask Lori to come up, and we're gonna just pray. Amen. We're going to pray and see what the Holy Ghost wants to do tonight. Is that all right? Is that all right? This word of the Lord was given by Rhonda Kinzer on Friday, April 13th in the morning time. She was on the radio, and the word is for Pastor Bob Nichols in Calvary Cathedral International. And I typed out the whole thing that she said, so I'm just going to read the whole thing. The first part of it is a little foundation, a little backup, a little intro, and then it goes into the word itself. So I'm going to start where she started, and here it is. Pray with me for a few minutes in the Holy Ghost, because I feel like the Holy Spirit has given me a word for Calvary Cathedral International, and I haven't gotten it yet. Pray with me. I just ask you, Holy Spirit, to give me ears to hear what your Spirit would say. Oh, God, give us ears to hear. Okay, I feel the anointing. You don't have to feel it, but I thank you, God, that at times you let me feel it. I have a little fan that I'm using because sometimes I get hot, and I needed something to put underneath it to kind of quiet it, so I grab this book off my bookshelf in here, and I feel like what's on the front title is the word I'm supposed to give to Calvary Cathedral International. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The name of the book is called River Rising. River Rising. And this is what it says. And this is what I prophesy over Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Texas. I believe this is the word of the Lord to you and to your pastor, Bob Nichols. I feel like the Lord says that the river is rising. The river is rising. The river of the Holy Ghost is rising. You have been faithful to pray. You have been faithful to intercede. You have been faithful to reach out to your community, and you have seen a mighty move of the Holy Ghost and souls being saved. But I hear the Holy Ghost telling me that the river is rising and a mighty outpouring has come that will overtake the preacher, the pew, the politician, the passive observer. This is the word of the Lord, that a mighty outpouring is coming. And you thought you had experienced an outpouring, but the Holy Ghost says, I'm getting ready to overtake you. I'm getting ready to overtake you. And it's going to overtake you, Pastor Bob Nichols. It's going to overtake the pews. It's going to overtake the passive observer. I release the anointing and the word of God right now, the word of the Lord that the river is rising. The river is rising, hallelujah, and you're going to take over, hallelujah. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying, flow with the river. Don't fight it. Allow yourself to be caught up in it and flow with it. Flow with the river, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that this river is going to sweep beyond Fort Worth, hallelujah. It's going to sweep beyond the boundaries of the limitations that you felt you were limited to. He is going to take this river. He is going to take your church into dark places that you have been held back from. Aren't you thankful that you're a part of a church that will go to the dark places, that will go out there where the light doesn't shine? He's going to take us into the dark places. The river is breaking through every barrier. The river is breaking through every hindrance, every obstacle that has limited the river. It's like a dam bursting forth, and it's going to break. From what I'm even getting in the spirit, having something to do politically in your city. I don't know what that's about, but it's even going to break through the politics of it all. In the mighty name of Jesus. Okay. Hallelujah. We just go with you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you receive that word for yourself in your own personal life. It's like Brother Dale Gentry has always taught us that if you hear a word and you want to receive it for yourself, you just reach out and grab it and say, God, I receive that word even for myself, that the river is rising in my life, that the dam is breaking forth in my life, that the rivers of living water are for my body. I receive that for myself right now. I receive that for my back. I receive that for my teeth on the left side. I receive it for our finances. I receive it for the salvation, the full, complete, total restoration of my daughter. She is coming back to the kingdom of God. I receive it for my son. I receive it for my church. I receive it for our community in Liberal, Kansas. You receive it. The river is rising and the Holy Ghost is getting ready to break through with the power of living waters that he's going to overtake you. Hallelujah. He's going to overtake you. He's going to overtake the enemy. He's going to bring you to victory after victory after victory in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Alleluia somaso ledia samasondo ledia kamaso ledia shamasanda. Oh, Father, we say yes and amen in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, you are welcome in this house. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for our pastor that has contended for this river all the days of his ministry, the seeds that he has sown. And Father, we thank you he will see it. He will see it come to pass in this city, in this nation, in the nations of the world. We say yes, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, yes to the river of God. It's a river of living water. And we say yes, Holy Ghost, come through this house, the river of living water. We say thank you, Father, for hearing the cries of our pastor. Thank you, Father, for hearing the cries of this house. Thank you, Father, for hearing the cries of the body of Christ. Thank you, Father, for hearing the cries of our nation. Thank you, Father, for bringing restoration, for bringing that river of healing, not only to your church, not only to our cities, but God, to this nation. Father, I thank you. You are healing the land. You have heard our cries. You have forgiven our sins, and you are healing the land. Father, I thank you for the river of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Hallelujah. For out of his belly, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. And it says, this spake he of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Spirit of God, you are welcome. Hallelujah. That means that the body of Christ has to open their mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody stand to your feet and pray in the Holy Ghost, because the river is flowing from you. Hallelujah. Out of your belly will flow rivers, rivers of living water. Hallelujah. It'll touch the school districts in our land. In the name of Jesus, that river of life will bring back the name of Jesus in our classrooms. That river will bring back, hallelujah, the glory of God, the will of God being done in our classrooms. classrooms and in our courtrooms and in the high offices of this land. It will usher in righteousness. Hallelujah. It'll usher in the spirit of truth in the name of Jesus. That river, the spirit of witchcraft cannot stand against the river of life. Hallelujah. The spirit of corruption cannot stand in the presence of a mighty flowing river, the river of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. You're bringing divine order. This river will bring divine order in our cities. This river will bring divine order in our politics. This river will bring divine order in our schools, in our colleges, in our universities. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. God, we thank you for what you're doing in the nations, because what happens in this land, hallelujah, affects what happens in the nations of the world. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you for what you're doing, not only here, not only in Washington, D.C., but God, what you're doing in the nations of the land. We rejoice with the news that we heard tonight. We rejoice, God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Father, we thank you for that word. The river is rising, and there is nothing that can stop it. Nothing that will stop it. Hallelujah. Like Charlie says, God has a plan for the end time harvest. Hallelujah. And it will come to pass. Hallelujah. We do ask for the heathen, for our inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for our possession. Hallelujah. We give you all glory. We give you all praise, God. We just thank you, God, for the power of the Holy Ghost demonstrated in this hour. These are not the days of enticing words of man's wisdom, but these are the days of the demonstration of the Spirit and the power of Almighty God. So, Father, we just say again, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We say yes, 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 and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There is a cry in the Spirit. There is a cry in the Spirit that will change everything in your life if you'll let it. I heard that cry from our pastor. I stood with him in Uganda one time. And he was on the platform of a church that was being built, Miracle Center Cathedral. And it was under construction. And it was at night, and there really wasn't any lighting. And, gosh, it was right early when we started Lighthouse Television over there. And there was plastic hanging from light bars and steel beams from up top. And it was dark. And there were all these people out there. And our pastor preached and prophesied. And then he went to the back of the platform. And I remember watching this. And nobody came up there. And he started crying out for revival in Uganda. He started crying out. You hear spiritual ears. There's different kinds of cries. And it was a cry to the heart of God. There was a cry to the heart of God. And he was crying out for revival in this nation. And he was saying, God, send revival to Uganda. God, send revival to Uganda. God, send revival to Uganda. Now, you've got to understand. When we got off the airplane and drove from Entebbe, where the airport is, to Kampala, 30 or 40 mile drive, everywhere there was commercial,
buildings along that drive, it was solid coffin makers. And each shop would have, they would make coffins, and then they would stand the coffins up so when you drive by, you could see the coffin and you could buy a coffin, because AIDS was had infested that nation, had eaten that nation up. The average lifespan was like to 38 years old or something. I mean, it was, anyway, it was coffins everywhere. You didn't see hair shops. You didn't see nail shops. You didn't see Nike shops. You didn't see cell phones. You saw coffins. Everything was dead. Everything was death. It was dark. It was not good. And there was, I saw one man, I saw Pastor Bob Nichols stand on this platform and start crying out for revival in this nation. Ladies and gentlemen, when we went there in November, I saw one coffin maker instead of 1,000 coffin makers. I saw one on that road coming back. Years after he cried that, churches sprang up. It was like mega churches sprang up. There were like churches that had thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people, because Lighthouse wasn't the only reason, but Lighthouse Television was pumping the gospel 24/7. And we had generators at night when they had spikes on their TV. We had lightning protection. So when the electricity went off at night, when there were load shedding, everything went off. But Lighthouse Television. And so when some old boy went home, he might have been drunk, he might not have been drunk, but when he turned on the TV, there wasn't anything to watch but Lighthouse Television. He got the gospel. He got the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, when we went back year after year, these churches started springing up, and you started seeing preachers on the street corner preaching. And it was like revival had hit that nation. God had, and I know people had prayed it for years and years, and T.L. Osborne had a great impact in that nation. But I have seen the power of one man crying out. I heard that cry. I heard that cry. It wasn't a regular cry. It was a cry to the heart of God. God, send revival. God, change this nation. Change the people. God, begin it in me. Fast forward a couple of years. Wednesday night, we're in church here. Pastor is up on the platform, and many of us are in that service. And man, he started crying out for revival. And I heard the same sound that I heard in Uganda, I heard here on this platform here. I heard the same sound. You know, your spiritual ears can pick up on things. You know, there's sounds of revival, and there's sounds of the Spirit. And I heard that same sound. That was on Wednesday night. Thursday night, we went to Brother Copeland's minister's conference. Thursday night, the next night. And Pastor, Wednesday night, was just crying out to God for a revival in our church. Now, Brother Copeland's minister's conference went Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. So he wouldn't have known what Pastor was doing here in our church service on Wednesday night. Thursday night, we go to Brother Copeland's minister's conference. And we're sitting there. Pastor's on the end, on the second row, right where you are, Lene. And Brother Copeland walks out from the side there, goes to the pulpit, says, here's what he said. Yes, Lord, I will tell him. Now, you got to understand, there's 600 ministers in this place, and there's good friends of Brother Copeland's, and Pastor's sitting right there. And he didn't, at least 600, maybe 1,000, who knows? I don't know how many it holds. Anyway, he walked right out. He didn't say, sing it again. He didn't say, hey, whoever. He said, yes, Lord, I will tell him. Bob Nichols, I heard your voice. Lord, when is that phase going to come to pass that you talk to me about, that I keep expecting, that I keep looking for? And the answer is now. It's now. It is now. And it is far bigger and it has far more power and is more majestic than you ever dreamed that it is. This phase of your ministry will overshadow all the rest of all of those years, and it begins now. And Brother Copeland stopped, and people praised God. And Brother Copeland turned around like this to the musician, and then he turned right back around, and he said, "Well, Brother Bob, I have something else." He said, "The Lord said he thought it had gone so long that it was never going to come to pass. He thought at this stage in life, and he had been in the ministry this long, that if this stage was ever going to come, it would have already come. No, you see, the thing is so large, and it took so much seasoning and grounding. It took this long for heaven to prepare it. It's now. Praise God. A mighty revival is coming now.
The nations of the world need revival now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for a great awakening in the United States of America. Thank you, God. This great awakening will usher in the rapture of the church in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Another great awakening that will affect this whole world in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes and amen. God, you said it would be far bigger, far more powerful, and more majestic than what we could even ask or think. Hallelujah. We say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for hearing our pastor's cry. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for answering his cry. Hallelujah. I thank you he will see every dream, every vision, every desire of his heart come to pass. Hallelujah. He will see it come to pass. Glory to God. He will see the glory of God manifested in not only this house, but in his house, in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of the Lord. So, Father, we thank you for this great revival that's coming to this house, to this city, and to this nation, God, and the nations of the world. We thank you for your plan. We thank you, God, just like you told Moses, there is a cause. There is a cause. God told Moses, he said, for this cause, for this very deed, I have raised you up for such a time as this, so that I could show forth my power through you. Hallelujah. So that my name would be declared throughout all the earth. The cause is still the same today. God wants the name of Jesus Christ declared throughout all the earth, and we will see it come to pass in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. If you want a fresh touch of the Holy Ghost, just come up here. We want to lay hands on you right now. Hallelujah. Can I get some ushers, please?
Jesus, Jesus, Lord to me. Master, Savior, Prince of Peace, Ruler of my heart today, Jesus, Lord to me. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus in this place. Yes, my soul does burn within me. I feel Jesus in this place.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Jesus, Jesus, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. And his name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a commandment to the priest in the Old Testament. It said, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. Hallelujah. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a pastor that has never let the fire go out at Calvary Cathedral International, not only in his own heart, but in this house. Hallelujah. He has protected the fire. He has contended for the fire of Almighty God, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And we are here today in this revival because our pastor has contended for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. For a man of God that has contended for the fire, that has obeyed God, that has obeyed God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Has obeyed it. Has a hunger. He has a hunger. He has a thirst. Hallelujah. And he will be filled. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He will see it because it's far bigger and it's far more powerful and it's more majestic than we could ever ask or think. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus, 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 Jesus. One more time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. 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 The Holy Ghost will do what no man can do. The Holy Ghost will do what no man can do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Ghost will do what no man can do. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father, for our pastor. We pray for him again. We plead the blood of Jesus over his body. We thank you, Father God, that he is the redeemed of the Lord. The blood of Jesus Christ is on the doorpost of his house. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for healing in the Nichols household. We thank you, Father God, for total and complete healing and restoration in their body, stronger and better than before, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for a pastor contending for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. We thank you for that, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Ibarabasa. Hallelujah. 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 Well, how about this scripture right here, and we'll go, I guess. It's somewhere in here. It's between Genesis and Revelation, I know that. Second Chronicles 20:20, when they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." That prosper right there means to make progress, to advance, to succeed, and to be profitable. I'm telling you, when you get in unity with the vision of the house, when you get in unity with your pastor, you know, Psalm 92:13 says, "Those that are planted in the house will flourish in the courts of our God." Amen. And that scripture right there, it says you will prosper, you will make progress, you will advance. When you get in unity with your pastor, when you get in unity with the vision of the house, it will create power for you. That's why it's important to be in unity. It creates power for you to prosper, for you to make progress, for you to advance, for you to succeed, and for you to be profitable. I thank you, Father God, for supernatural profit for the people of this house. I thank you, God, for supernatural advancement for the people of this house. I thank you, Father God, for supernatural progress for the people of this house. I thank you, Father God, for supernatural favor for the people of this house. And we'll remember to give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise in Jesus' name. Everybody agrees. Just give Jesus a big shout and a clap offering of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. You're welcome to stay as long as you want, but go with God. Sunday morning, ladies and gentlemen, Mother's Day, and Dale Gentry will be ministering Sunday morning. It's going to be a powerful time. Come out. Bring people that need Jesus. God bless you. Go with God. Drive safe. Is our prayer in Jesus' name.
God did it before, he's doing it again. This time, right now, his manifested presence is moving through the land. This time. And right now,
I will open
my heart to the moving of the Spirit. I will worship and praise his holy name. There is not a better time to give him the glory than this time and right now, than this time, than this time and right now, than this time, than this time and right now, one more time, yes, than this time. And right now.
Hallelujah. Right now. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yeah, I do.